One of the best ways to start a coaching relationship is to build it around goals. But when we talk about goal-based coaching, we're talking about a very specific methodology. We're talking about an acronym for goal. And as I go through goal-based coaching, the G, the O, the A, the L of goal stands for a specific step within the coaching process. So let's say you're going to sit down with an employee. And very often people, when we have goals, we think about these lofty goals. We think about this thing at the end of the road that, boy, if I could achieve that. But very often we don't think about the path or the steps or the roads we even need to take to achieve that goal. So when you think about goal, I want you to first think about the word great. So G stands for great. So let's say you have a high level, a salesperson who wants to sell 10% more than they did the year before. The question, the G, the great, becomes the first step. Well, in order for that to occur, what do you feel that you need to become great at for this goal to be reached? And it can be multiple things. Then you write those things down. And we actually give our clients a one-page form. And the employee actually fills it out, but they actually post it in their cubicle or their work area as a reminder. The next question is the O. What opportunity or opportunities do you think will come as a result of you becoming great? So now we create some of the business rationale that if I become great, I'm up for some promotions, I get a bonus, I'm going to be revered by my peers, I'll be able to take my family on a vacation. And the word opportunity is about what's that personal benefit to you? Now, the third one, which I really think is the big one, is the A, the activities or actions. So the next question of goal-based coaching is, what activities or actions do you think we should take together in order for us to create that greatness? And what we're really saying is, how are we going to get there? How are we going to practice? What activities and actions do we need to take in order for that to become a reality? Because I'll give you a great example. Let's take salespeople, for example. A salesperson always wants to sell more than the year before. Whether they had a bad year, a good year, doesn't matter. But you'll never have a salesperson say, I really want to role play next year, because they view it as painful. But if you can have a dovetail inserted or integrated into this goal-based coaching methodology or goal-based coaching questions, the actions and activities come to the front. They come to the forefront of what the salesperson sees that they need to do to become great and for those opportunities to become a reality. The L is love. What will you love about achieving this goal? And they write that down. The thing I love about the acronym GOAL, especially the L, love, is it creates the emotional attachment to the achievement of the goal. I'll be able to take my family on vacation to Hawaii. I will be able to be successful. I will have less stress. And it creates that emotional attachment. And really, when they review that in their cubicle, that's the thing they usually look at. They don't look at the actions or activities. Now, that's what you have to schedule with them as a manager and coach. But that's what goal-based coaching is. G is for great, O is for opportunity, A is for activity or actions, L is for love. And the acronyms or the letters serve as the basis for the questions to create a structure around this thing called the goal. And you can fill out one or two per employee. And the trick behind it is you now have a goal. And you have an understanding of a goal. So now what do? Our advice is you now structure weekly sessions around that goal or goals, preferably only two or three, and you facilitate the actions, because the employee won't do that. They will not take the time to come into your office and say, Bob, I really need to role play today. If you could get me out of my comfort zone, I'd love it. So the point being, once you get the goals established, and you understand what they need to do to be great, the opportunities, the actions, the activities, and what will they love about the goal being achieved, that serves as a great reference for that employee. but it serves as a great structure for you as a manager, leader, and coach to coach to. Here's our format or our model. Once a week, 8 to 12 minutes. And if you haven't gone through our coaching course, we suggest the following four-step process. Learning project, discussion where you use your questions, an activity within the coaching session, and learning project. So let's say one of the things that this employee needs to do better is upsell and cross-sell. The learning project might be, Bob, I want you to come in every week with one example of where you successfully upsold and cross-sold, and one where you feel like you've missed that opportunity and why. Step two will ensue. You'll ask questions. They'll come into your office. You'll have your coaching session. You'll say, so Bob, what happened? Give me an example. Why do you think it happened that way? What do you think you're going to do next? How will you remind yourself to ask more questions? Or whatever the case might be. Then you get to the third step, which is the activity. Well, let's walk through that. Let me play the role of customer and let's switch. And now you're facilitating the activity that's actually on the goal-based coaching form. And then you prescribe another learning project. So again, the four steps are learning project. Step two, discussion where you're going to ask a lot of good coaching questions. Step three, an activity. If it's knowledge, have them teach it. If it's skill, have them practice it or role play it. And then you end with a learning project, do it the next session. The learning project positions you to have visibility and be on the front lines as best you can with your employees. So let me review. You go through the goal-based coaching conversation. Now you've attained an understanding of activities, what they feel like they need to do to become great. You get an understanding of the emotional attachment that they might have, the personal benefits of achieving that goal, which can serve as leverage points or leverage factors for your coaching. So I had a client once, and I'll never forget this, found out that this one guy's dream was to go to Hawaii. And so what this guy did, and it was a customer service director, and he needed to raise his team's metrics. And I think we also have to be careful. We don't always do team-based things for our own personal gain. But what was really interesting is every month, this guy would put a new screensaver on the guy's PC, and it would be, you know, this like this photo gallery of Hawaii. And then he would put on the brochures on his desk and books on Hawaii. And he said, I've never seen this guy so invigorated. Here's the thing. Here's the lesson. The reason we use goal-based coaching in our four-step process is because employees aren't going to initiate that. They're not going to hold themselves accountable. It's one of the very reason Olympic athletes have coaches. They bring the best out of them. That's our role and responsibility as coaches. So remember, if you have a goal-based coaching conversation, you've now got to structure a coaching relationship on a scheduled basis that is done consistently and thoughtfully. And I think that will ultimately serve you well. So again, goal-based coaching, G, great, O, opportunity, A, activities or actions, L, what will you love about achieving it? When you fill that out, they start to actualize what they need to do. But like anything, if it's not reinforced, if it's not scheduled, it will not arbitrarily happen. And that's what we have to do as managers and coaches. I hope this has helped.